So, TUKS feedback for Aria Haga. Very general feedback first and then more specific. My advice is simplify your English a little bit and say it more straightforward. I want to give you an example. I'm going to jump right to the second paragraph, number two here. In history, there are many different perspectives concerning one single event. Therefore, in many cases, the number of people agreeing to one claim does not invalidate an opposing claim. This is too complicated, okay? My advice is it's just an example. In all cases, be more straightforward, okay? Does not invalidate is a double negative, okay? So does not invalidate, so I have to think, is it does validate an opposing claim. Is this what you want? You see, it's double negative, and what does it even mean to validate an opposing claim? My advice is do not... use complicated sentence structures and words, but simply say it directly, okay? So I'm going to start at the beginning now. Generally, my advice would be is make a more explicit link to the number of people who accept the knowledge. What you do is you have a lot of text in here and also a lot of examples where the link is not directly clear. I'm not saying that there is no link, but you have to make this link stronger, okay? So basically... also make sure that when you make statements like in number one here, as wrong solutions help find a solution. How? Always make sure that if when you start a knowledge or a claim like this, that you follow through and then give additional information. Next part here is knowledge is information that we have accumulated by the ways of knowing, and we're separate between personal knowledge and shared knowledge. Is this relevant? Maybe it is, but then make it relevant. So is your essay going to be about personal and shared knowledge? Well, I did not see this so much later on in the essay, so why are you telling me right now? So just make sure that all of the parts that you actually start writing, that it does not simply become an accumulation of how shall I say ideas, but that you kind of tie it together more and that you make a stronger link to the number of people. So we separate between personal knowledge and shared knowledge, and are you actually now talking about shared knowledge, that essentially you want to talk about how many people accept shared knowledge and whether this actually makes it the quality better? Is this what you want to say? I probably think this is what you want to say, but you did not say it, okay? So this is a thing. And number two, I'm going further down. There is a part which I think is a little bit unclear by the heavy impact of interpretation bias. This means that there are various useful and correct ways to interpret one source. Okay, so because different people have a bias, there might be multiple ways. The number of people backing one perspective does not define the quality of it. Why not? As the number of people agreeing to one view over another depends on their interpretation bias, which is dependent on their way of knowing. This is a sentence, this is a long sentence. For me, this is unclear. I'm not, because mostly of the English part, because you're packing in so much information into this one sentence. You have an examiner there who basically quickly reads through the whole thing and who doesn't get it right away. This person won't get it, okay? You gotta simplify this a little bit, okay? Further down, among historians, there are two main ways of with the Cold War example. Is this a link to the personal knowledge, or is this a link to the shared knowledge? Try to make a connection. Why are you giving me this example here? Okay, that's a thing. Next page, number three. Therefore, the way of knowing is not only through reason but previous knowledge and emotions. Do you mean that basically if you obtain previous knowledge from other people, that this is shared knowledge and emotions is personal knowledge? Is this what you wanted to say? Well, if you want to say this, then you have to include a shared and personal knowledge here, okay? And again, here, a stronger focus on the number of people. You know, I guess what you want to say is that there is certain type of knowledge, I'm saying this now, like personal knowledge, or where the quality is very important, even though I'm the only person who knows it, okay? And then there are certain types of knowledge where the quality of knowledge is important because many people share it, okay? It does not really matter so much what the individual thinks, okay? I think you want to distinguish between these two types, but you have to make this more clear. You're not saying it explicit enough yet. Okay? Number five, further down, a large section here. What is also important is to clarify to what extent agreeing with knowledge constitutes as accepting it. Okay? Okay, that would be an interesting part actually for the introduction here. But I want to know really in number five, what does this have to do, which is the introductory sentence? So this is a little bit, for me, number five was interesting, but actually I did not see a clear connection yet. So I'm more looking at the way that the essay is structured now, okay? In case any degree of acceptance of knowledge counts as accepting it, okay, to which area of knowledge are you linking this? If there are different factors accounting for historical event, apparently history, historians may agree on a variety of factors influencing an event, but they may believe that some factors account for the account of some others. This is for me a very complex sentence. An example for that is that the claim that the assassination, what about this? When asked, there are a variety of different answers. Everyone agreed that the assassination played a role. So does this mean that now there is, because different people have a different view on this, and they do not agree on certain things, but they agree on other things, does this mean that the knowledge is more or less important? Where's your conclusion to this, okay? Also abrunden das Ganze, okay? Next page. You have the next page, also over here, a lot of interesting QK stuff, but I'm again missing a much more clear link to the number of people. Okay, maybe what you can do is the following. Try to include specifically the words number of people. Okay, I know that from an essay writing style, this does not make a lot of, it might not be nice to read, but try to force number of people, quality of knowledge into the paragraphs. Okay, try to include them. Okay, this way you maintain a stronger focus on the title, because right now the essay, or many parts or some parts of the essay, are only indirectly answering the question. I have to make the connections, okay, but you are not making them for me yet, because sometimes there are simply some sentences missing that kind of specifically or explicitly answer the title question. So this is basically the main improvement that I would suggest, okay? So that is, I think, that's the main thing. All the best. Bye-bye.